Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We are awaiting Sydney Sweeney, who should be joining us momentarily, unless Hoff really screwed this thing up. But 1 o'clock Eastern time, we're sure about that.
I'm pretty sure it says Eastern time. It could be, you know.
Either way, we've done some research. How are you feeling, BT?
I'm feeling good. I was actually just looking at some of the pictures. I know she tacked on about 30 pounds, yeah. And we'll get into the movie Christy Martin, obviously. Wow. That is quite the transformation. She looks nothing like she normally does. It's
right.
Crazy.
I mean, that's got to be nuts. Gaining 30 pounds. A part of me thinks, and we could just ask her, assuming she calls in, a part of me thinks it could be fun. Just like go to town, eat whatever you want, or you're trying to add muscle. I mean, she looks like she's pretty jacked in this movie.
That's the thing. Yeah, so it's not just sitting around doing nothing and just, you know, banging back calories. It's putting on, you know, believable combat weight, which she obviously did. All right, be interesting.
I didn't know this either. I don't watch Euphoria, but I've heard that's a popular show. And apparently she does not drink and never has smoked or used drugs.
She's missing out.
I drink, but I've never smoked or used drugs. And then she's only 28, so she's got ways to go
College age? I mean, come on. Think about what we did in college.
No, I'm just saying, like me,
think
I'm
about
40.
What we did at a junior prom in high school.
Yeah, well, you did. Yeah, we don't say
well,
we.
I know Hoff was with me as well.
I'm 46 and never touched anything. Yes, alcohol, of course. And you know, I love my surf. But that's pretty impressive.
That's impressive.
Yeah. But we're learning about her, obviously, here. And this movie, I would be interested in seeing that. Now, I'm not a combat guy myself, meaning I'm not a huge fan. I know Hoff loves the MMA stuff.
Oh,
I do.
He loves this
stuff. To love boxing, though. Loved boxing.
So did
I. We talked about that, the old days.
We did.
Foreman or my old days. Tyson, obviously. Mm-hmm. Those type guys. Growing up, boxing was great. Now we get into it now if there were big fights. It seems now all the big fights, though, were staged. Kind of more.
Yeah, it's like celebrity-oriented, and let's bring in this guy to, bring in Tyson at the age of 60, whatever it might be. It's really because of UFC. I mean, UFC's marginalized boxing. It just has.
In what way? Why can't boxing still have a legit competition? Like, I'd rather watch boxing if it were authentic competition as opposed to a stage Mike Tyson, Jake Paul, or whatever.
Well, I do too, but I think about the lack of or the disposable income that's available for each family. I mean, I think at some point, and Hoff, you can weigh in, I think at some point, listen, if money doesn't matter, then this doesn't apply. But if money matters in your world, then at some point, you got to make a decision. Are you buying UFC fights or are you buying boxing fights? So,
right?
You got to branch off at some point.
But here's the thing that we haven't really talked about this at all. UFC is now going to be part of Paramount Plus come January. So you don't have to pay for pay-per-view anymore. It's going to be built into that.
We have
that
to pay premium. Paramount Plus.
Yeah, you just pay Paramount Plus, and it's part of that premium, like whatever you pay per month.
Even the big ones?
Oh, everything is going to be. You know, she's calling in.
I was just going to ask him. He got excited. Tight. You know he's getting nervous. It was 103 and ticking.
Oh, man. You know
he was getting nervous.
Hello, Sydney. This is Hoff.
Yeah. Look at him. I wish we had cameras on him right now.
I've never seen that smile
as big with Hoff over there.
He is happy.
It's a little different than getting, you know, Baldy on every Tuesday.
walking schmooze into the studio like you did the other day.
We get 10 minutes with a Hoff's taking 5 of them right now. Just feeling,
get her on the air, buddy. You can talk to her after.
Oh, God. Macaulay Culkin was a fun one, you're right, but that was only a quick.
I don't remember it only being 4 minutes. Yeah, you guys both said the same thing. 4 minutes.
We taped it.
I remember we taped it after the show.
And it was a quickie. This one, 10 minutes would be fine. I mean, 10 minutes on Christy.
We'll see. If we have 10 minutes, I'm going to run out of material, man. I hopefully we have four.
Let's see. Hoffa's got his
Look at Hoff.
All right. Welcoming to the show right now, the BT and Sal Show, Brandon Tierney, Sal Licati. We have Sydney Sweeney joining us right now, one of the most famous actresses in the world, no question about it. Sydney transforms into Christie in her new movie coming out November 7th. Christie, based on a true story. Sydney Sweeney, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. So first off, we're reading a lot about this. Apparently you gained a lot of weight to play this role. How'd that go?
I did. I gained like 35 pounds for it.
How?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So I had like 2.5-3 months of training. I worked with a boxing coach, a weight coach, a nutritionist, and I would weight train in the morning and at night. I'd box like 2 to 3 hours every day. And I took so many protein shakes, creatine, L-carnate, just filling up with calories. It was a lot. I felt so sick all the time.
Was it harder to gain the weight or lose the weight to get back to your natural weight?
It was harder to gain it because the amount that I had to eat and consume was a lot. Mm-hmm. And then whenever I started adding the boxing element in, I started losing the weight. So I was trying to find this balance.
So was this a natural role for you, Sydney? Because we're just doing some research here, and it sounds like you're into the combat stuff. You were an athlete in high school with the combat sports, with taekwondo and jiu-jitsu. How fun was this for you to play this role of Christie?
Oh, I loved it. I felt like I was going home. I grew up kickboxing and grappling at like 12 years old, and my senseis were Ronda Rousey senseis. So I worked with Jean LaBelle, Benny Legette, Gokor Hayastan, and I loved it. It's such a brotherhood to walk into, and so being able to be back into that dynamic was a treat.
Are you a black belt or no? Did you get that far?
Oh, I wish. I had some competitions. I fought some guys. I beat them. And as I was getting like really into it, I booked Euphoria, and I wasn't allowed to fight anymore.
So you were knocking on the door. You were almost there. So it's got to be tough. It's one thing for Sylvester Stallone to get in the ring and throw fake punches, you know, as a non-fighter, but as an actor. But you, even though you're not a black belt, you've got a very high level of experience. So you ever come close to connecting? Because you've thrown a lot of real ones in your life. So how do you make sure you don't hurt anybody?
Oh, so this is the crazy thing. We actually did connect in those fights on the movie. It was one of my first things I talked to with my fight coordinator, Walt, and all of my stunt girls, and some of the girls were actual fighters as well. And I was like, hit me. I want you to hit me, and I want to connect. I'm like, there's so much of Christie that comes to life in these scenes and her in the ring. I was like, I don't want to have to be on the back of my head because it's a stunt double, or I don't want to have to be cutting the scene and be super choppy because you don't get to see Christie's personality shine. You don't get to see the emotional change that's happening to her during these fights. So when you see us hitting each other, we're actually connecting, and there's some bloody noses. I got a concussion. Like it was full force.
You got concussed? Wow. BT and Sal on the Fan. We're talking with Sydney Sweeney ahead of her new movie, November 7th, that comes out. Christie, based on a true story of Christie Martin, who was a female boxer, a professional female boxer. You had a concussion, Sydney?
I did. It was crazy.
I mean, that's pretty rough for you're an actress. You shouldn't be getting concussed. How difficult was that to recover and then get back out there and do it again?
Yeah, how long were you out?
I didn't have any time to be out. We're on a tight budget and a tight timeline. I remember I was having my friend Keely, we were like icing me. I had ice baths and it was wild. It was the most insane experience, but I loved it.
You're a trooper. You're all in. So you were born, I don't know how long or when you left Idaho, but you know, now doing what you do and being exposed to what you're exposed to, you're in a lot of the big cities, obviously domestically and all around the world. So how much do you miss the little doings of Idaho, if you will? It's the complete opposite of where you are now, I'm sure.
Oh, you guys, I go home more often than not. I don't even consider LA my home. I'm back with my family where I grew up. I live in my great grandma's house. I bought it back from this couple a few years ago, and I was like, I want to be neighbors with my grandma. So I'm still up in Idaho. I love it. And while I was training for this movie, I turned my grandma's shed into my Rocky gym. I put a floor ring in, I put some boxing bags, and I trained up there with everyone.
That is absolutely fantastic. All right, so I have been to 44 of the 50 states, and Idaho is one of the ones that I have not been to. What am I missing? I know it's gorgeous.
Oh, it's beautiful. I mean, the lakes and the mountains, you got it. I mean, and it's so hard because you want to go see it during every single time of the year. Like, fall's gorgeous. The trees are changing. Winter, if it's a good winter with a lot of snow, the skiing's incredible. Like, go up Weiser is where I ski. And then summertime, it's beautiful. The lakes are nice and warm and refreshing. And it's just great people, great scenery. If you love to hike, you can be outdoors all the time. Like, I grew up, I was never inside. I was never playing video games or watching TV. I was just outside, exploring, building tree houses, playing with my friends.
Good for you. A real human being. I love it.
Did you ever think, Sydney, like you go from, I'm sure, dreaming about becoming an actress or whatever it is that you want to dream about and being in these movies and all that stuff. You have become one of the more famous, more desirable women in the entire world. That's a level of fame I'm not sure anybody can comprehend. How do you deal with where your life has taken you now to being at that level?
You know, I don't know. I hang out with the same people I grew up with, so I don't think that it hits me often because they definitely keep me humble. But, I mean, I'm very appreciative of it, but I just go home with my friends and my family.
Grounded. That's what it's about. You sound incredibly grounded. All right, so listen, Sydney, our guy Hoff, who booked this, our producer, great guy, great fan of the Fight Game, massive fan of yours. We got to let him ask you. I don't know what he's going to ask you, but go ahead, Hoff. It's your turn.
I have two questions. I'll make it quick. First of all, who is your favorite female fighter? I mean, or is there who's your favorite fighter from the UFC? How about that?
Oh, man. I mean, Cyborg is awesome. Ronda's incredible. I always wish that I could see those two fight, actually.
And then lastly, for me,
yeah, I grew up when Ronda was like at the height of her entire career.
And then now she's doing wrestling, which is okay. It's not as good as the UFC stuff. But now here's my biggest question, because I'm also a horror movie fan and you do a lot of horror movies. Are you going to get back into the horror movie game soon? Immaculate, I think, was the last one you did. What's the next horror movie you're going to do?
Yeah. Ooh, I have a fun one that I'm actually producing and putting together right now. It's based on a Reddit article that I found, and it's pretty cool. But I love horror. It's my dad's favorite genre, so every time I do a horror film, I kind of feel like it's a little present for him. So I'll definitely be doing quite a few more in my lifetime.
I love it. So now I have a question for you. So you're not even 30 yet. You were 28, I believe. So the movies that I saw, you certainly didn't see in real time. Go back to that horror genre. Did you, you know, Friday the 13th, Freddy Krueger, you jump into all that stuff? And if so, do you like it?
Oh, yeah. My dad had me watching everything at a very young age. And you might be questionable of, like, why are you having me watch that? But Halloween's his favorite holiday. So he could not show my little brother and I all these films. He loves it.
How old were you when you first saw Michael Myers? Hopefully you weren't, like, 5.
Oh, gosh. I probably was, like, 8.
That's acceptable.
You referenced before, Cindy, you referenced Rocky. Have you seen all the Rocky movies?
I have. You know that Christy actually went and ran the Rocky steps the other day.
Oh, meaning you or the actual Christy?
No, the actual Christie.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah. Wasn't sure. Which one? How old is she at this point? She could run those rocky steps and no issues?
Oh, hell yeah. Christie could still knock you out if you got in the ring with her.
Where are we at with Euphoria, Sydney? When's that coming out?
It's coming out next spring. I actually have 1 week left. Next week's my last week on Euphoria.
That's it? For good?
Yeah. For now in my life so far.
All right. Well, obviously a great career. Anything left for you, BT?
No. What's your favorite sport besides the fight game?
Ooh. I mean, I love watching hockey. Mm. I love when they throw their gloves and start to fight.
Did you see Matt Rempe get his ass kicked the other night?
No, I literally, whenever I'm filming Euphoria, I feel like I'm in such a bubble and the rest of the world passes by me.
Gotcha.
But I love hockey. I love baseball.
There you go.
I definitely grew up with baseball.
Okay.
And I grew up playing soccer. I've never gone to a soccer game and watched it, but I love playing it.
Will you be watching the World Series, and who are you rooting for?
Ooh, I don't want to, if I say right now, I feel like I'm either going to have people love me or hate me. I can't say that publicly.
Don't you have that already? I think you do.
I mean, you know? Yeah. We don't need to add more to this right now, man.
Thank you, Sydney. We appreciate your time. Good luck with the movie, Christie. Check it out, based on a real story. Christie Martin, professional women's boxer, comes out 11/7, November 7th. Thank you so much, Sydney. We appreciate the time.
I think she's that was enjoyable.
I think she had enough.
Okay.
She had enough of you. She didn't have enough of BT and Sal.
I've got a couple questions in there. All good to go.
Sal, if I said to you, all right, you know, you can, and the training, whether it's weight gain, weight loss, whatever, you would look the part, and you, if you can do one movie role, like reenact somebody, an actual figure from cinematography. Anybody jump out? I mean, would it be something for Rocky? We talk about it all the time.
What do you mean? If I could play?
Yeah, if you
role?
Could play somebody, something from maybe the old mob movies, Goodfellas.
Honestly, dude,
jump out?
After my experience on Gravesend, I'm not sure. I'm sure everyone wanted to do that again.
All right, but if you had to,
I don't know.
I know. I don't even know if I have one there. Actually, now that I'm thinking about it,
I thought she was like, it's so weird when you follow somebody from afar, and I'm not locked into her career.
No, but neither am I.
You know, she's 28 years old. That's very young. Obviously, we're familiar with her stuff. She's familiar with who she is. She's one of the most famous people in the world. But what a terrific, grounded personality you got from Anna. She's just going through the ringer of the interviews, and that's what they do, hang up, you know, bang them out, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
on to the next one. But she sounded authentic and grounded.
I don't think you could fake that. I mean, listen, you know, I think it's very apparent where, you know, what her family means to her. She bought her grandma's, or she bought her one of the old homes out in Idaho so she could live next to her grandma. I mean, that seems like she's got both feet on the ground, and she seems, listen, I mean, she seems like the kind of girl you want to sit down and laugh with. Like, she's cool. Like, she's, you know, yeah. I thought she was very down to earth, and I enjoyed that. I didn't know what to expect, but it was good. Good job, Pop. She was
that
cool.
That level of fame has just got to be. And then she's like, oh, I stay around my same people.
I wouldn't want that at all.
Oh,
not that level, not at all. No way.
You can't go anywhere. God. You can't, like.
Dude, I get thrown out of a Little League baseball game. It's all over the New York Post. Could you imagine what would happen if, like, you're one of these people? Good God almighty.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.